Lift your hand high. Come. Hold up. Look up. Lift your hands high. Hold your hand.
You know each other. You don't know him from anywhere. You close your eyes and your gaze is just the same.
Forces of darkness, all parts of evil, wickedness, killing, retrogression, witchcraft. Catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Set them free, set them free, set them free. I take authority over the wickedness in your father's house. The wickedness of your father's family. The wickedness of your mother's family. Premature death, killings of young people. Yeah. Wretchedness, empty-handedness. Near success syndrome. Is set on fire, 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 fire.
That's right. It's about to lay help. It's about to lay it. That help. That will take you out of the trouble you are in now. That help. That will deliver you from the fear of evil. That help. That will shield you from the hurt of the enemy. That help. That will give you victory in your current battle. That help. That will release your health. That help. That he laid on Elijah and he ran faster than the chariots of Ahab. That help. Lift your hands. When that help comes on you, get set to run out of your wheelchair. And run out of your stretcher. When that help comes on you, get set for your eyes to open, your ears to open. If you are blind or deaf, get set for your kidneys to start working again. And your liver, and for HIV to delete, hepatitis to disappear, and for cancers to die. Get set when this help comes upon you, for your marital door to open. The embargo lift place on you, never to get married to be destroyed. Get set to get established in your place of work. Get set for your children, the fruit of the womb for fruitfulness. When this help comes upon you, get set to be delivered from ancestral curse, generational curse, family curse, occultic curse, the serpentine spirit. Get set for freedom from spirit husband, from spirit wife, from generational curses. Lift your hands. When this help comes upon you, get set to come out of the prison where the enemy kept you. Get set to be free from the spirit of wretchedness, the demon of empty-handedness, the spirit of scarcity, the spirit of shortage. Lift your hands. It's going to be diverse encounters. Diverse encounters. When I say in the name of Jesus, receive 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You scream, help! And place your hand on your head. And begin to blast in tongues. And within that interval, anything can happen. Let that help come upon you now. In the name of Jesus.
He will receive the help of God. He will receive the help of God. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you ready? For somebody, something will enter you like electricity. Another, you will feel fire. You will feel power. Somebody, your timidity will give way for audacity. Right now, the fighting spirit, that's right, that's right. And the Jezebel spirit of witchcraft shall leave somebody. Unclean, demonic, familiar spirit. Yoke shall be broken. Sicknesses shall run. That is the help of God you are about to receive. And they cannot fight. Are you ready?
Stand up and walk. You couldn't see before. Open your eyes and begin to see. Paralyzed, crippled, stand and walk. You have crutches, lift them up and begin to walk. Do what you couldn't do before. And everyone that is here this morning, you received an encounter from God. Confirm something that something happened to you right now. And quickly rush to the front here. Remain standing. There is someone who came in here with upper abdominal arrow fired in the upper chest here. It has returned back to hell, and you feel free right in the chest. quickly run forward, quickly. Somebody's right eye has been touched by the power of God. Somebody's ears have been touched by the power of God. Somebody's knees have been healed. Arthritis gone. Somebody's back has been healed. Somebody's neck has been healed. You came in here, with the man with the neck collar there, check your neck because you are healed by the power of God and come forward with that neck collar. Yes, sir, check your neck, check your neck, check your neck. Just check it left, right, up and down. And quickly, check it, check it, check it, check it. Magalaga, yeah, yeah. Remove that thing from the neck and remove it. And check your neck, check your neck, check your neck, check your neck. Anywhere you are, check yourself. Something happened. Something happened. Something happened. Something happened. Something happened. Something happened. Don't let the distance stop you. Any of the overflow, somebody with an ancestral migraine from your father's house, a migraine afflicted you. That's right. That's right. It's been healed just now. Is that somebody on the wheelchair there standing up? Somebody with a crutch is lifted walking. Somebody who could do what you couldn't do before. Rise up and begin to come forward. Let's celebrate. That's right. That court is emptied. Give the Lord the praise.
Boya chineke dima, boya onyobioma.
Boya chineke dima. Take your seat 1 minute, people. What happened?
You called some people out. And you said that their cases were the same thing. And you asked if they knew each other and they said no. This man said to me that in the family nothing works. And this is the exact word you gave, that forces of darkness and altars of evil, altars of wickedness and killings of premature death was being addressed. He said in his family, as soon as they get to 40, a strange affliction comes and cuts them off.
And they die.
And they die.
At 40 they die.
At 40. Not
Magalagayara.
And then he said that his father brought an altar from another state to their place.
That's right.
And that altar has been resisting everyone,
that's
especially
right.
If you try being a Christian. He said to me that every time anything is about to work out for him, a strange being will appear. Someone in the family who already died many years ago appears, and after that encounter, everything will turn upside down. And he came today fasting since yesterday.
Fasting since yesterday.
Lord, today you must answer me. And here his word just came.
Hola, hola, hola.
That this man has the exact similarity. No difference. Sir, he
I
said,
thought they were brothers because the thing was the same.
Daddy, the same. The same. His own, he said in his family, there is a particular strong man, because you mentioned ancestral altars and witchcraft altar. There's a particular strong man, the man calls himself Pharaoh. That's what they know him for. Every year somebody must die. For 15 years now, some people have been dying in the same family. Every year, the person must collapse. Number two, he's in the ministry. Nothing works. And there are strange witchcraft in that, and everybody knows. He said if they started ministry with 300, now there are only 60. And he came here asking the Lord for help before you mounted the altar and began to preach for help. During the worship, he saw bulldozing ancient houses in his father's compound. Daddy, remember he talked about ancient altars from his father's house. He said, when you called him, he knew his answer had come.
Ay, 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 ay. Is there somebody here who wants some altars of wickedness to be set on fire? He showed me altars of darkness, altars of evil, altars of wickedness, killings. This one, when they reach 40, they must die. This one, for the last 50 years, somebody must die every year by the function of the strong man called Pharaoh.
Strange sickness, nothing, they will just die.
People, stand on your feet and let the Pharaoh die. Lift your hands after me and say, in the name of Jesus, every evil altar, every wicked altar, altar of premature death, altar of wickedness, altar of evil in my father's house, today is your end. In my mother's house, in my lineage, altars of frustration, altars of backwardness, today is your end. In the name of Jesus, catch fire. Fire! 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 Pray!
Leperamis. Leperamis. Leperina manamana. Ashaka Pokalama. Letekeperada. They are set on fire. In Jesus' precious name.
Take your seat 1 minute and lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive my freedom. Are you glad to be here, sir?
Yes.
You know God will touch you?
Yes, sir.
You know today is your day?
Yes, sir.
You know the devil is a loser?
Yes, sir.
Okay, lift your hand. Today I declare that the losses in your life are over.
Amen.
The spell of losses, the spell of missing of road, where you even see yourself at times looking for direction in the dream, like a cloud of darkness, looking for things endlessly. Today ends it. Everyone that is here like that, you're always losing things. Always losing things. As if there is a demon around you picking your things. You knew that's right. The helper, helper, helper. Power! Power! You kept something in a place. You went to that same place just now. You can't help that woman there. You can't find it anymore. Lekite ke prida gadala ya baranasta. Lekese lefrita kasidi. Lekita lina mara. The Bible said the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I use this case to speak to somebody. That spirit that makes you to miss direction, to miss your road continuously into the wrong business, into the wrong marriage, into the wrong relationship, into the wrong everything. Today it is arrested. Fire! Head that man there. Head that man there. Head that man there. Head that man there. It is happening everywhere. It is happening everywhere. The spirit behind losses, behind losses, behind looking for things you cannot find, is arrested now. Fire! 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 Shatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat
What the enemy has stolen, they are found. They are found. Stand over here. I prophesy, stand over here. Lift your hands. I prophesy to somebody. What the devil took from you before the sun sets today, it shall be recovered. Hey, 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 hey. Help them there, help them there. Power there, power there. Power on that man there. Mashada dash. What the enemy took from you. What the enemy took from you. What the enemy took from you. Before the sun sets today, it shall be recovered. And for someone here, I announce.
That's right. That's right. Le osa manatadish. Le tefreni managadagaisho no managagalagadash.
For somebody, before the service is over, something missing around your life shall be located. And I will not be shocked if it reappears in this service. Fire!
You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. Oh God, you are.
You are the Lord Most High.
Most High. created heaven and the earth. You created and the earth. Oh, the Lord.
Up your hands everywhere you are. Trans that is negative. Build fast. If you are here today and someone has said, let us see how you will become this. Let us see how you will become that. Let us see how you will achieve this. That declaration is returned back to her. Every altar of bad will, every arrow of envy, jealousy, whatever, witchcraft, manipulation behind your life here today is returned back to the senders. I release upon you rescue, 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 rescue. Lift your hands. Every utterance, every utterance, every utterance that says, let us see how you will become. Let us see how you will be established. Let's see how you will take that position. Let's see how you will reach that level. Let's see how you will get married. Let's see how you'll have children. Fire! Help them here. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fire. Fire, fire. It's burning everywhere here. It's burning everywhere here. It's burning everywhere here. Where they say, let us see how you can become this, how you can become that. It's reversed. It's reversed. It's held them and there. Held them and there. It is reversed. They shall see and you shall get married. They shall see and you shall get your children. They shall see and you shall get established. Come over here. Lift your hands. Prophesy upon you. Fresh help from above. Fresh help from above. Fresh mercy from above. Your eyes shall not see evil. Every attack on your eyes, physically or spiritually, is returned back to hell. Every spiritual relationship is arrested. Arrested. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Le perataka sakede managala gayananaka. Le perete sitala mamayalala. Near success syndrome. Failure at the edge of breakthrough is over. Stretch your two hands. Everything that is meant to enter your hand that is always stopped from entering your hands. Today is the end of it. I pray for everyone here today, the spirit of near success syndrome that prevents your things from entering your hands. Today is the end of that demon. What is yours? Today is the end. Today is the end. Today is the end. It's your turn. I set that altar on fire. Water altars. fire, 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 fire. Catch fire, catch fire. Catch fire, catch fire. Catch fire, catch fire. Your agenda in her life is over. Water altars, spirit relationships, spirit children. Catch fire, 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 fire. Let the fret the tsunamanagagalagayadash. Let the rota sata katakalagayadash. Lift your hands up. Come forward here. I declare your freedom. Shut up. Say Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
For setting me free.
Today.
Is my freedom.
My freedom.
Permanent freedom. Say it. Permanent freedom.
Permanent freedom.
Get your hands up.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh,
lift up your hands. Lift your hands, sir. Close your eyes. Today is your freedom. Every sacrifice they've ever made. I'm seeing something that has to do with reptiles. Like a chameleon or something, or something. Something like that. Whatever they did using that, or whatever attack is confronting you that has to do with tying down your progress, tying down your life, almost physically affecting your system. Today is the end of that agenda. And now I speak to someone's life here. Every sacrifice that is causing you slow motion in life, help out there, help out there, help out there. That is causing you delay. That is causing delay. That is causing struggling. Delay, slow motion, struggling. Delay, slow motion, struggling. It is over. 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 Over.
Fire. Fire. Fire.
Over.
Over. Hello. This one.
Somebody say, Jesus, I thank you for my freedom today. You are free. Close your eyes. I untie you. I untie you where they tied you like rope to ruin your destiny and your physical life. I untie you.
Lift your hands high. Find out from him what I'm talking about.
Everyone they have tied. Everywhere, everyone they have tied. Tie down maritally, tie down financially, tie down that's in destiny, tie down for sacrifice. Fire, 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 fire. I untie you, I untie you, I untie you. That man is being untied. I untie you, I untie you, I untie you, I untie you. Fire, I untie you, you shall live. You shall not die. You shall fulfill the purpose of God for your life. You are untied, 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 untied. Help the lady, untied, 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 untied.
system. Because you said you will not marry somebody, then they decided that you won't marry anybody. Then they tie down your life. Today is the end of it. Lift your hands. Because you said you will not marry somebody, then they say you will not marry anybody. Then they say you will not marry any other person. I untie your life. I untie your life. Father, any lady they have tied down like that because they didn't want to marry somebody, and the person tied her down, wherever you are, at the count of three, I untie you. In the name of Jesus, when I say 1, 2, 3, everybody shout fire. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Untie. 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 Help the man. I untie. Be untied. Untied. Help ya. Help. Hey. Untie. 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 Peace. Untie. Untie. Haya kapato shakatato. Stand here, madam. That load the devil put on you is returned back to her. Go back to her. Go back to her. Go back to her. Lift your hands, people. Shakoko pakata kata kata. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. Thank you, Master. Take your seat. Something happened just now. All right, stand up 1 minute before you take your seat. Give the Lord 7 hallelujah shouts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Amazing again, what the Lord has done. That you singled her out and said, what the enemy has stolen is returned. Sir, last night, about 2 a.m., she woke up and saw in the dream, you singled her out like this and prayed for her. That's number one. Number two, she said, so many things has missed from her physically. Earrings, gold, they will turn the house upside down, nobody will see it. And she will see herself in the forest, deep forest, searching out always. That has been her case. And today, the Lord has singled out.
What the enemy took from you, I announce they are released. Take back! Go. Receive it. Yes,
sir, when you got to our brother, you said rescue. The fat will of men.
I was about to pass him. Listen, this is how it happened. I was about to pass him. And the Lord asked me to go back. That man must be rescued. Go ahead.
Sir, it is indeed rescue. Diabetes, cardiovascular issues. Yet, nothing is working. He said he will try everything he will do in his line of business contracts. It will work for others. It will not work for him. So he knew that his word has come. Rescue.
Come over here, sir. So it's an altar. There's an altar of him. Bad way. Very strong bad way. Where do you think you are going? Who do you think you are? That's the altar. Lift up your hands. It is over. First of all, God, clean out your blood. Secondly, deliver you from cardiovascular issue. Normal blood sugar. normal heart condition. And then from today, where they say you cannot go, you will go there. And those who made those utterances, God will expose them to you. Physical. And everyone who have said, let us see how you will become this. In their eyes, they will see. And you will become. In Jesus' name. Yes, that man that was tied.
Sir, rightly tied. Look at the way he is. This second time he's coming to Dunamis, sir, to this service. He said,
no, go ahead. Go with this.
He said, sir, that he has a strange pile, because he said they tied him that is affecting his system. Strange pile, that is only a mirror. He couldn't stand before. This is the first sign he saw and said that God has touched him for him to be able to stand till this moment. And he lost his job strangely in 1999. Nothing has ever placed his hand on again has worked.
Okay, I remember the reptile situation I talked about, where the devil impacted him with slow motion, delay, and struggle.
Yes, sir.
Anybody here at all, where they have ushered you into a realm of delay, slow motion, and struggle, at the count of three, scream over. That spell of struggle, slow motion, delay, in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, over. Over, 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 over. You'll come back and your testimony will be confirmed. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Yes.
Yes, sir. You prayed for him. You said, I untie you from where they tied you.
Yes.
He confirmed it. He said, life has been for him endless struggle. Everything comes from him after a struggle. He said, anytime he tries to move forward, and on invisible forces pulling him back. He has tried to move on severally to no avail. He said he has tried several relationships, none working. Right now, he's advancing years and nothing working in his life.
He has been untied.
The family, the same. Members of the family just tied down.
Everyone, they have tied like that. Again, today is your liberty. You are untied. Somebody shout, I am untied.
I am untied.
In Jesus' precious name, it is so, and you shall live. You shall fulfill your day. Give the Lord the praise.
Sir, you look at this young man who said, the spell of loss is over. He see himself looking for something, but he couldn't find it. He said he's a certified IT personnel. He has had several jobs, he couldn't keep any. Running from one job to the other.
Losing jobs.
Yes, sir.
From one to the other.
Contrast came to him at the verge of breakthrough. Losses.
And success syndrome.
Yes, sir. That is
it. It is over. Have you been? You have been here before? Oh. Wow. I'm seeing you for the very first time. Congratulations. You will testify. You are too smileful to be frustrated. Take it.
Hey! Everything that is in your hands shall enter your hands. Everything that belongs to your hands shall enter your hands. Everyone that God has made to smile, no devil can make you cry. No devil can make you weep. No devil can make you sorrow. No devil can make you mourn. Shout the Lord and say, amen.
Sir,
please sit up.
The word that came for him, so accurate. First, he said, your eyes shall not see evil. Second, he said, every evil attack on his eyes, over. And spiritual relationship, over. Firstly, his eyes shall not evil. He said, his first child, male child, passed away. Every first male child in their family, his sister's first male child, his brother's first male child, all passed away. Secondly, you said, every attack on his eyes, over. He said his father died of blindness and recently has been having some sandy feelings on his eyes. And then the spiritual relationship. He said since they lost their first child, been trusting God for another, and spiritual relationship, spirit-wise molestation.
There are things God tell you at times you are afraid to say it. Is it true? The eye one was very clear that he had an eye attack. But between me and you, I say, supposing I say it and it's not true. How many of you know we should be truthful? I'm a human being. Instantly God showed me eye signs on him. I'm wondering, this man have eye problem. His father died of blindness. And recently eye attack started. I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, every affliction and every attack that is from your father's house that is coming upon your life is returned back to hell. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I prophesy to you, you shall never see another evil. Spirit husband attack is over. Spirit wife attack is over. Bring forth your children. Bring forth your children. Let us celebrate this. Let's celebrate this. What we're about to celebrate is every mystery around my life, Lord, expose it. Even if the pastor doesn't stand to prophesy to you, in the dream of the night, you shall see something. Even right here, God will expose something. Let's celebrate 1 minute. Let's celebrate 1 minute.
Alpha and Omega,
is that how you will sit and sing it now? Why don't you stand up and sing it? Alpha and Omega,
above every name, every mystery behind every affliction around your life, it's exposed right now. And as it is exposed, I declare your release is here in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Now let's what happened,
sir.
That was the man with the neck.
Yes, sir. The snow pastor identified him in the crowd and said he should remove the neck alarm. Step forward. He came forward, he removed it. And he told me that since April, he felt weakness in the right hand that translated to the neck and right leg, to the extent that he couldn't shave, he couldn't write, and he couldn't do anything with it. So he went to the hospital. He was told he has a neuropathy. And the doctor gave him a neck collar to wear to assist the pain in the neck.
From both C5, C6 are collapsed.
They are collapsing.
Wow. Now they are not collapsing anymore.
Now, as the snow pastor mentioned his case, he said he should step forward. That word hit him. He discovered that he could move his head left and right, up and down, and the hands could be moved as well.
The excruciating pain has gone.
The excruciating pain has disappeared.
Yes.
Cervical spondylosis, degeneration of the cervical vertebrae, the third and the fourth and the fifth cervical vertebrae, they are degenerating, they are collapsing. He couldn't use the hand to write. He couldn't, with excruciating pain,
See, every time you see a tree drying up, it means the root has dried. When you see the pain gone, it means what is causing the pain is healed.
Shout hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
He's telling you to shout hallelujah.
A powerful hallelujah.
Amen. Hold my hand. Hold it very tight.
Oh.
Hold the hand so tight, let me not lose it. He's a pastor, senior pastor from another ministry, from Mountain on Fire. That devil is a liar. Tell us to shout hallelujah again.
A loud hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Three loudest hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You're welcome, sir. Come forward. Come forward. Face me. That is how it should be. That is how it should be. Iron sharpeneth iron. So does the man sharpen the countenance of his friend. God has healed you. And you are going back to torment the devils. To torment the witchcraft powers, the satanic altars and all those things, and afflict the afflictions and destroy the destroyers. Stretch your hands in his direction. Let's pray for him. Let it be perfected. Father, in the name of Jesus. So you couldn't lift this hand before. Lift it higher. Down. Up. Down. Please walk on the altar. It's running, not working. Are you just looking like? Somebody here today, every arrow of evil, anywhere they came from, they are returned back to hell. They are returned back to hell. Whatever is a cause of pain in your body is gone. Stretch your hands towards him, close your eyes, and let us agree with him. Father, let that back vertebrae be permanently healed. There be a complete use of the hands, complete use of the legs. Let ministry and work resume with fire, and let the devil pay for it. Let the devil pay for it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Arise and behold.
to sender, back 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 to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender, back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender, back to sender, back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender, back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender,
give the Lord a loud shout of praise and take your seat.
Sir, our sister entered the service today with leukopenia.
Eh?
Sir, it's a...
Okay, leukopenia. That is low white blood cells in the blood.
Sir.
It is a brother of anemia.
Sir,
but it's more dangerous, almost more dangerous.
Her miracle started, sir, when you prayed for that woman, that old woman, during the testimony time, that had some afflictions on her neck, cancer. So once you did that prayer, she collapsed under the anointing, and people carried her to the medicals. Right at that state of collapse, she saw herself in a coffin, and you walked to the coffin and said, "Loser, come out!" And you pulled out of that coffin while the service was on. You were here. She was seeing you there. Now
I was standing here and she was seeing me pulling her out of the coffin.
That is his daddy. Now when she came out of it, during the ministration, she saw fire rested on her head. The migraine headache that this affliction caused died immediately. And that's why she ran out.
Everyone they have put in any coffin, today you are out. In the name of Jesus. And every grave they dug for you, those who dug that grave shall be buried in it. Give the Lord the praise. If I have two or three more, then I'll be through. Congratulations. Stand here. Lift your hands.
Sir, Sister Stella Usman used to eat in the dream for the past 10 years on daily basis.
Every day.
Every night she must eat in the dream, which has resulted in severe stomach pain, broken relationships, and at age 40, never be married. But when the servant of God said, "We should scream, help," she felt the pain left her, and she's peaceful and calm now.
Stand
and she felt the burden is over.
I'm making. Shortly after that, people seeing, eating in the dream, encounters in the dream that was resisting them, relationships that would never work. She said, once the man comes and proposes, he will never come back again. Over these years, up till now, she was crying and weeping, said she needs help. She needs help.
The help is released.
Amen, sir.
It's released. It's your hand.
If your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your hope is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and he can save. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain,
and your hope is almost sinking in the sun, Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and he can say,
take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Why don't you leave it there?
Leave it there.
Charlie, bring you up. Yeah.
Victor.
Sir, Brother Victor is a footballer in Netherlands. And each time he goes for trial for a mega money contract, the right shoulder will pull off.
What will pull off?
The right shoulder.
The right shoulder will pull off.
Yes, sir. And the manager was okay, you can go, we can't have you now. That has continued several
times. Every time he's going for a major one,
yes, sir,
the right shoulder will pull off.
In course of the training.
In the course of the training.
Yes, sir.
The right one, I could only move it to this extent. But when it goes further than that, then the shoulder pulls off.
Wow.
In the course of the service, when you say we should lay our hands and say help, when I laid my hands and I felt the power of God flush through my right hand, and now I can move it.
Move it, Leslie. Oh, you couldn't, if you do that, it will pull off. If you go to this extent, it will just come out of the socket. Are you just sitting and looking
it's
like that?
Jehovah. Hey, you go say the Jehovah upon
thee. Hey, you accept the Jehovah upon thee.
It's up to Jehovah, I say. Hey, you go say the Jehovah upon thee.
It's up to Jehovah.
It's up to Jehovah. It's up to Jehovah.
Hey, you accept the Jehovah upon thee.
It's up to Jehovah, I say. Hey, you go say the Jehovah.
Lift your hands and say after me, every altar fighting my destiny. Today I command you.
Today I command you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Fire! That was not just a shoulder attack, it was a destiny attack. A destiny attack. Say every force.
Every force.
Fighting my destiny.
Fighting my destiny.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
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 Give him the praise. Take your seat, is done.
Sir, Sister Juliana, a month ago, had a dream where somebody told her that she was blind in the dream. And when she woke up 2 days later, she had a headache that resulted into this, her left eye is going blind completely. This one, both of the eyes went blind.
Both eyes went blind.
And this one started seeing faintly, but this one, the left eye was completely
blind. Told her in the dream she was blind.
She was blind.
Woke up in the morning, both eyes became blind completely 2 days later.
Yes, sir.
The other one, the right one, began to see small, but the left hand remained blind.
Couldn't see.
Wow.
In that condition, they came all the way from Opo. Before they came
from Opo in Kogi State.
Kogi State, yes, sir.
Wow.
Before they came, she had an encounter where she was in a service like this, and you prayed for her concerning the eyes, and the eyes began to see. While the ministration was on this afternoon, as soon as we shouted help, she fell under power. By the time she got up, that other eye started seeing clearly. And this one, the healing process began. She could now see with this one.
Ola, ola, ola. Ola, ola, ola.
Ola,
ola, ola. Ola,
ola,
ola. Ola,
ola, ola.
Ola, ola, ola. Ola, ola, ola.
Ola,
ola. So this one has started seeing. It's seeing clearly. This one is seeing clearly now. That one that was seeing small is now seeing clearly. Okay, close this one. So they can. So you are seeing me clearly. Right? Do as I do. Powerful. 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 Powerful means full of power. Give the Lord the praise. So the one to see clearly is this one. This one I left to see clearly. Okay. That's in small. Now it will not.
I cannot see any light like this. I can't see anything.
But now you are seeing the light.
Yes, even I can see you.
That's right. So as you have seen me now, you will soon count my hands. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Father, thank you. Because you have done it.
Come and see.
done for me. If it were to be mine, I would release you. If it were to be mine, I would release it. If it were to be mine, I would release it. Back to sender, back to sender, back to the sender, back to that sender. Everybody who said you will be blind, that blindness returns back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender. Congratulations. Close this one now. Follow me. Your Father, because it is open and it is clear. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now walk your way to the front. The two eyes were blinded completely, mind you, but now they are open. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Are you happy? Come. Oh, you brought her. Your immediate, your elder sister. Oh. Wow. It is well with you. Congratulations. Congratulations. Every balance of health needed is released before you return back. In Jesus' name.
Sir, Daddy, this is Mr. Emmanuel. He came all the way from Enugu. He was having two wives before. The first one died. And then immediately after the burial, the moment he decided to remove the burial clothes, then the second wife died. After the burial of the second one, his elder brother died. After that burial, his son died. And then after that burial, then he became afflicted. He was afflicted with kidney problems. He was afflicted with hotness of the body. He was afflicted with diabetes. And then it was his daughter who now said, and that has been for the past 1 year. He couldn't walk without this stick. So his daughter now asked him to come. Now at the shout of help, Papa began to walk without the stick, and all the symptoms he came with disappeared.
They said it was his turn to die. How wicked the devil is. Wife died. Second wife died. Brother died. Son died.
After the burial of one, the next one. After the burial of one, the next one. And after the burial of the last one, it became his turn. But it can never be his turn. Upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance. Sister, thank you for bringing him. Do you come to this church? Somebody invited you as well. Meku Amara. Meku Amara. Meku Amara. Lord Jesus, praise him. Meku Amara. Meku Amara. Meku Amara. Lord Jesus. Death arrow. Return back to hell. One, two, three. Go! Return back no more. Jesus' name. Meku Amara. Not Jesus, praise me. Kamara Nibuchi. Kamara Nibuchi. Sietia. Kamara Nibuchi. Kamara Papa Mo.
Sir, this is Mrs. Blessing Michael. Blessing Michael, she has had kidney problem for a very long time. And according to the woman who brought her here, that for the past 7 days, she couldn't walk. She couldn't move. She had to go to the house. She had to go to the house to bring her, got a cab, and then brought her to church.
And now she's on her feet.
Now she's on her feet.
Congratulations by herself. This man looks very critical. Find out what is the case. Leave. Those people who were lying down and couldn't move outside. The woman, that's her bed out there. Wow. And then?
Yes, he said he had a little problem with someone about 4 months ago who told him, you will see. And then immediately he came down with HIV, went down with TB tuberculosis, and then from that time they began to take him from one hospital to another. Couldn't walk. They move him with a wheelchair. So they brought him, he brought him to Abuja here. They were in Maitama General Hospital when a particular lady told him, take this your brother to Dunamis Church. And they came this morning. He couldn't walk. He couldn't do anything. At the shout of help, he stood up and began to walk by himself.
Life. Life. Metumakati. Heze. Metumakati. Metumakati. Onye ne medwa.
This man came here half paralyzed. He has been paralyzed since August last year. Since 4th August last year. He said he works in Hasuro. And he came here today. While the help
was made demanding on. He couldn't lift his two hands, he couldn't move the leg, and he couldn't stand this long.
You listen to us via the internet. Every Tuesday, he works. All right, we can sit on it and say this. The pastor, he works with the pillar. And he was paralyzed.
He couldn't talk.
Couldn't talk.
Yes, it affected his speech. Now he's speaking, he's surprised.
Can talk. You couldn't talk before.
Well,
talk well.
Talk.
I
can talk.
Hey.
Over talk.
Over talk, sir.
I can talk. I can praise God.
Hey. And what else? He couldn't lift the leg. Half paralyzed. Now you can lift the leg. Wow. What of the hand? Lift the two. Are you just looking like that?
God, oh,
stand up on your feet,
I
people.
I never see a Bible. This kind God, oh.
Blessed be.
Blessed be
your
holy
name. Stand up on your feet.
This kind God, oh.
This kind God.
I never see a Bible.
I never see a Bible. All your healings are permanent. Whatever you came out to testify about, it is permanent. Because of time, we might not take all now. It's available during the week, Wednesday midweek service, and we shall take the testimony. Please, the rest of you will come back to your seat. And you have seen Jesus in his own. Power of the Holy Ghost. Let it be perfected. Every balance of the nerve that was not working well, begin to work well now. Lift up your hand.
Sir, just a minute, sir. This boy is 11 years. He was born with one ear deaf completely. So while you asked everyone to scream help, he did. I told him what happened to you. He said, the power of God came upon me. That ear popped open. Right now he can hear as clear as anything, as though nothing ever happened to the ear.
Of that same left ear.
The pulse is dried up.
Ear is open. He was born with that condition. He was born deaf.
Exactly.
Otitis media with purulent discharge of the ear.
Yes, sir.
That was the left ear, right? This ear. Can you close this, boy? Close this. Put your hand in this ear. Close it very tight and say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you just looking like that? Do you know the meaning of this miracle? Everybody stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Two implications of this miracle. Number one, everything the devil closed in your life, it is open now. Wombs are open right now. Marital doors are open right now. Financial doors are open right now.
Amen.
Career doors are open right now.
Amen.
Destiny doors are open right now.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus, everything closed around my life, I command you, in the name of Jesus, open!
Open!
No! Number two implication. It followed him from his mother's womb. Every negativity that followed me from birth expire now. Lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every inherited liability. Every generational calamity.
That followed me.
From the womb of my mother. I command you.
In the name of Jesus.
Expire.
Open
your mouth. Lift your hands high. This is the first healing and deliverance service for the month of November. The opening of this month means that this month shall favor you. Lift your hands high. Before I pray very declarative but audacious, authoritative, ferocious prayer, everyone here today say to me, Pastor, I have seen the miracles of God. I've seen signs and wonders. Today, I want to make my life right with God. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want to be changed. I don't want to live here without a change of life, a change of heart, a change of everything. Quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags and run to the front here now. The rest of us, take your seat 1 minute. And I'll give you the count of seven and don't be the last to come. Be the first. Are you ready? One. I live for Jesus day after day. Two. Don't be the last to come from the sanctuary galleries overflow. Three.
Let's come one way. The Holy Spirit.
I will.
phone call. You are bound to tobacco, addicted to alcohol, addicted to Indian hemp, addicted to bad movies, blue films, addicted to immorality, addicted to lying, cheating, stealing. You are addicted to something. Maybe you even have a cigarette here now. Or maybe you came from a beer parlor or something. Don't keep on living like that so you don't suddenly die and go to hell. You say, Pastor, I'm not a bad person, but I'm bound by these habits. I want God to help me to break it. Stand up on your feet and rush to the front as well. I'll give you the count of seven as well. God bless you. I live for Jesus. One. Come forward and make your way right now. Two. Come and receive the help. Three. On the other hand, just Miss Anencha will pray for you in 1 minute. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new. Old things are passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's you. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new. Yes.
Your hands on your chest. Pray this after me and mean it from the depth of your heart. Decide that this is your final bus stop. This is the last time you are going to need to do this, because from now onward you are going to maintain your relationship with God and not go back into sin. So say after me, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Today I come to you in the name of Jesus. I ask that you forgive me all my sins. Come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Wash away my sins. Make me a new person. From today, I turn my back on sin. I turn my back on the devil. And I will live for you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, break every yoke of sin, every addiction. Today, break it from off my life, in the name of Jesus. Right now, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, I declare total liberty, total freedom, in the name of Jesus. I am now free.
I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. The grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. That is 20 minutes to 1 on Sunday. And after that 6 service, I have a package for you. I have a prayer of agreement to pray with you at the end of the 6th service. God bless you as you come in Jesus' name. So hold the hand of somebody. Lift the hands up and ask God that help your servant spoke about. Release it to this person whose hand I am holding. Father, let this brother, let this sister not live here without your help. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Do we have people on the mic? Let your help be released.
Let your help be released. Let your help.
Let your help be released. Open your mouth and pray.
Dimension in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's share the grace of God together in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.